Olinda presents this unabridged recording of
A Place in the World, Finding the Meaning of Home by Frances Mays. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. As a child in Fitzgerald, Georgia, way back in the middle of the last century, that sounds archaic, I was struck with the wildness of the land. I felt the elemental potency beneath my black patent Mary Janes, polished with Vaseline. Quicksand could take the dog. A tornado might rip every trailer and shack into the sky. Collapsing limestone layers could swallow a house whole, only a crooked chimney visible in the sudden chasm. Or the river floods, jumps its banks, sending a shack drifting, forlorn family riding the roof. The air rising above asphalt roads shimmied in the heat, oncoming cars quivering like mirages, sheet lightning flashes like shook foil. There was, too, the acidic sweetness of roadside plums in the country, the dense scent of cotton fields after rain, lurid sunsets, water moccasins the size of my leg, icy springs bubbling out of the ground, and 10,000 other ways that I felt the innate energy of the place slapping me into a visceral identification with our plot of earth. Clear as the outlines of a saucer magnolia, the southern instinct for place. Then came the homebred writers spoon-feeding me. Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings, I'll never get beyond the yearling, and her beloved homestead, a cracker farmhouse deep in the orange groves of North Florida. At 12, propped in bed, turning the pages of Gone with the Wind. What I was enchanted by was not the plot, the Civil War, or Scarlet and Rhett. I was hit by Tara, the iconic house. I absorbed the message. Home means more than anything. Later, I found Flannery O'Connor nailing her place to the ground, Thomas Wolfe in a boarding house in Asheville, elegiac and lyrical, Edgar Allan Poe all dire and sad, Carson McCullers, who had the guts to begin a book. In the town, there were two mutes, and they were always together. Zora Neale Hurston, digging back into witchcraft, spells, folklore, with her philosophy of being too busy sharpening her oyster knife to bother with what others thought she should be bothered with. Frank Yerby. The librarian disapproved of my voracious reading of his steamy novels that featured keys being passed to forbidden lovers and thrilling affairs. I read and reread Eudora Welty, that going-to-ground writer, living at home with her mother, her homespun magic and gigantic talent.